She had an idea. All her ribs were broken by now. Not just the odd one here and there. His left kneecap rubbed against her torn vagina and she gasped for air. All of it taken from her lungs. It felt like she'd been kicked there. Again. But finally, she made it. "I hope it hurts," she managed, blood dripping from what remained of her lips. "It's nothing compared to what I have in mind, though." "Fuck you, bitch," he spat. "He'll be back any second, and you'll be begging for him to kill you again, just like before. But it's not gonna happen. I'll personally slice you open, bitch, and make you eat your own organs." Sarah had no time or energy to argue, so ignored him and slowly spread herself, so she was lying across his stomach, barely missing the blade. He feebly punched her, which under normal circumstances she would barely feel, but these were not those circumstances, and each punch was like being hit by a hammer. But still, she resisted, her fingers barely able to open. Instead, curled into wicked, broken talons. With one hand, she gripped his flaccid cock, an organ that had been inside her too many times against her will, every orifice possible. The kid could perhaps sense what was coming because he was getting more agitated, but she had hit him in the side of the head with a heavy ashtray, and it had done its job. He was unable to coordinate his actions properly. With her other hand, she gripped the rose stem as best she could. Sarah's mother had always loved roses. It was an obligatory gift each birthday, and also from Sarah's dad on Valentine's Day. But her mother had warned her from a very early age to always be careful while handling them, and not just because of the sharp, deadly prickles. The stem was also covered in minute barbs, barely visible, but just as lethal if one were to rub a hand down it. It was these that Sarah was most interested in. The larger prickles had already been removed. Unable to see what she was planning on doing, he must have been genuinely shocked and surprised to feel her hand on his cock. Whether he thought she was going to go down on him or not, she didn't know. She wouldn't put it past him, the sick, twisted individual. His groans that followed, though, were certainly not from pleasure. Slowly and carefully, she slid the rose stem into the urethra until it wouldn't go any further. About 9 inches, she guessed, so it must be prodding at his bladder or some other organ. She hoped it ruptured them, and then she started raising and lowering the stem up and down, slowly at first, then faster, as if jerking him off. Droplets of blood dribbled from the tip of his cock, the stem now stained red. He screamed, frantically pummeling her with his fists. But Sarah held on, ramming that thing back down his cock, hoping she was tearing up the insides of it as they had done to her. He shit himself, a stench foul and terrible. His shit smearing the backs of his legs that drummed repeatedly on the carpet, his eyes glazed over, all the whites showing as though possessed. His strength began to fade. She could hear the tearing of the flesh now as his screams died down. Little bits were stuck to the stem. Then, with the last of her own strength, she pushed the stem down as far as it would go until the petals sat proudly on the tip of his shriveled, ripped dick like a miniature vase. Satisfied, she crawled off him, but before she pulled herself to her feet to escape, she gripped him with both hands and squeezed and twisted as hard as she possibly could. Blood spurted from the tiny gaps around the stem. Last, she grabbed his cigarette lighter that so many times he had used on her and held the flame to the tip. So it melted and fused, the hole closed.